Law enforcement agencies in Philadelphia are closely monitoring the debate over whether Apple should unlock an iPhone used by a mass killer in San Bernardino. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, how the courts decide to balance security versus privacy could affect several criminal investigations underway in Philadelphia.
In the fall of 2014, Apple made a big switch. Encryption went from optional to the default on its iPhones. Reports indicate that criminals are now doing business on the newer phones, knowing that they have protection. I asked Police Commissioner Richard Ross if crooks in Philadelphia are following suit.
Certainly, it's a reality that they have, and right now it just seems to be something in their favor.
Does he think the bad guys who use the phones have an edge?
I think they do, and particularly those who might be trying to do things of a terrorist nature.
It's a concern echoed by law enforcement officials around the country. Since local police and prosecutors handle the vast majority of crimes, a determination in the San Bernardino case will have a trickle effect nearly everywhere. Authorities in Los Angeles say they have more than 400 phones they can't crack connected to crimes. New York City's DA says it has more than 200. Philly prosecutors declined to say how many locked phones they have in evidence lockers. But Temple Law professor Duncan Hollis says city police and prosecutors are putting many cases on hold until they know what the rules are.
Where do you say, you know, we want you to investigate crimes, but we don't want you to be on everybody's phone, you know, Big Brother, watching everyone all the time.
He says the last so-called crypto war in the 1990s between the telecommunications industry and the federal government was resolved with an act of Congress. Since then, phone companies have to let the feds wiretap phones when there's a search warrant. Hollis is left hopeful about a law that would regulate encryption, but possibly next year after the election frenzy. If Congress does decide to do something, the ACLU's Aisha Bhandari says it needs to favor privacy. She says police already have lots of data on who we're talking to, where we travel, and other activity, leaving a digital trail.
And the push for encryption has been in part driven by a sense that people want to regain some of that balance and some of that control over their private data that has been lost in the current digital environment.
City law enforcement officials say digital evidence plays a huge role in tracking down murderers, rapists, and thieves, and that data is secured only through court orders and subpoenas. But privacy advocates like Bhandari ask, should private companies like Apple really be working at the behest of police to serve as surveillance agents? Until it's all cleared up, all the locked phones in the custody of Philadelphia authorities will remain that way. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.